Let's talk about repeating tests. I said, let's talk about repeating tests. I couldn't help myself. So today we're going to talk about repeating tests and why we might want to do that and how to use plugins to repeat the tests. Welcome to Test and Code. If you've found value in this podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go over to pythontest.com and look either in the top menu bar or in the bottom footer? And there's a few links we're going to talk about. Contact is how you can get a hold of me. Newsletter is how I can get a hold of you. And support is how you can find links to things like my book, the PyTest book, PyTest courses, the community where you can ask questions. And that's about it, really. I'd really appreciate if, especially if you could sign up for the newsletter. I'm trying to collect emails of people that might be interested in similar topics. If a test fails in a test suite, I'm going to want to rerun it. Why am I going to want to rerun it? Because I'm actually hoping that the test fails right away when I rerun it, just by itself. If it does fail by itself, then I have a test that I can verify the fix with. Or I have a test that might have a problem in the test itself, and I can fix it right there. It's isolated. If it doesn't fail in isolation, well, I might have a couple options. I might have a flaky test. The test itself might fail sometimes, and that might be somehow because of the test. I'm not sure. Or I might have a flaky feature that I'm testing, in which case I'm going to have to debug both. Either one of them, and I have to debug it. It also might be that I have a dependency in my tests, but hopefully that's not the case because I'm using randomization to help with that. See episode 211 about removing test dependencies. So let's say it's not a test dependency. It's just maybe a flaky test or a repeatable failing test. Repeatable failing test and I'm done. But if it's a sometimes passes, sometimes fails, then I might want to repeat it for a while. So there are a few things I might want to do to repeat a test or a section of a test suite for debugging. So first of all, it'd be neat if the test suite would automatically rerun the failed test. So when the test suite is run, if it hits a failure, maybe just retry that to see if maybe a second time it passes. Well, what do I do if it does pass a second time, or if it fails twice in a row and then passes on the third time or whatever? Well, I still want to know about it. It's still a test failure, but it's it would help me. I wouldn't have to just rerun it again to see if it passes. I would already know that possibly there's flakiness. If it doesn't fail a second time, or if it doesn't fail on the third time and that flakiness is there, I might want to take that test in isolation and run it like a bunch of times, like run it maybe 5 times in a row, maybe for half an hour, see how many times it fails. So there's a reason to repeat there. I also might have isolated, maybe I do have a dependency in my test suite, but I've isolated the section to a small section or part of the test suite. I might want to repeat just that for a while and see if that's repeatable. In any case, repeating is kind of something that's important to do. We're going to take a look at a handful of plugins, 4 to be exact, that help us with this. There's 3 repeating tests, and then there's one that helps us with looking at output. So what are we going to look at? We're going to look at PyTest Repeat, and PyTest Rerun Failures, and PyTest Flake Finder, and then associated with a lot of this, a plugin that I find helpful that has nothing to do with repeating called PyTest InstaFail. So let's take a look at each of these in a row. Let's start with PyTest Rerun Failures. With PyTest Rerun Failures, we can say, hey, let's do a rerun of 3, which means anytime it hits a failure, it'll rerun it again, and if it passes, it's fine. But if it fails the second time, it'll rerun it again. So the reruns is the maximum number of reruns. And actually, I always forget, if I say rerun 3, does it mean it the first failure and then 3 reruns, it's 4 altogether? Anyway, I don't remember. I should have looked it up before recording this. But in any case, you can repeat it if it fails and it stops after it passes. This is really interesting and helpful information. But with the flag, it's just going to do it on any failure. But it might be just a particular test that is exhibiting the flakiness, in which case you can, instead of repeating on everything, every failure, you can put a marker on it. So there's a marker that's included. It's like PyTest Mark Flaky, I think. And you can just attach that right to that test to say, hey, this one is the one that I want to rerun if it fails. It's super handy, and it's something that you can turn on either for everything or for an individual test and have it be running in your test suite so you can see it over the course of maybe a couple days or something to see how it's reacting. Super helpful. But you have to make sure to take a look at the end. So let's say we have a rerun of like 10 or something like that, and eventually the test passes. That doesn't, it doesn't mean that it really is passing. So you really need to be looking at that output. Luckily, it does send some output to the summary to say, hey, how many reruns we did on different tests. So it's very helpful output, but you have to look at the output. The next plugin I want to take a look at is PyTest Repeat, and it is actually one that I have started to help with the maintenance of. I'm not the sole maintainer, but I'm helping with it. So PyTest Repeat, what does it do? Well, you can pass it you got a flag of like count five, for instance. So there's a few flags you can pass in. But let's say you say count five. What it's going to do is for every single test, it's going to repeat it five times. And it's just like you parameterized it. It's like you said parameterized over an integer of like of a range of five or something for each test. And then it just actually adds to the test node name with a bracket, like one of five, two of five, things like that. And it runs each and every test that many times, whether it passed or failed. It just repeats them. So let's say I've got this back to my scenario. I have my test failure. I might want to just see, okay, I'm going to rerun this test like 10 times or 50 times and just see how many times it passes and fails. Just zoomed in on one test or maybe a module. Super helpful to be able to just run it a bunch of times. It also might be that I want to just sort of beat up on my a section of my software for a while. It's a quick way to just repeat something quickly. One of the things I love about PyTest Repeat is that it's got the scoping system. So by default, it's per function. So every test function, it just repeats it like five times. But you can set up the scoping to be wider. You can have it be class or module or session. So you can even just say session scope so that it just actually goes through the entire suite once. If you have it on session scope, it'll do like go through the entire suite once and then repeat the whole thing again and then repeat the whole thing again. You're still getting like these parameterization counts in individual test node names, but it just does the whole order. I don't think I've used it much on a session level, but I often do it on a module level. I can say, hey, for each module, just run all the tests there and then repeat them. I often do that because I've got fixtures set up on a module basis and it just makes sense like that. Now let's say I've discovered the flaky test or the flaky implementation. I know, I think I've got it fixed maybe, and I just want to run it, like beat it up for a really long time to make sure it just doesn't come back. And I might want to run it for like an hour, depending on the software, run it for an hour, maybe half an hour, 10 for you. Maybe if you've got little fast software and fast tests, maybe like a minute is long enough, but I want to be able to just run it for a while. That's where I pull in PyTest Flake Finder. So one of the cool things about Flake Finder is it does the repeat thing. It does like, you know, 1 through 10 sort of thing. Actually, the default is 50. So the default, it just runs every single test function 50 times. You can change that with a flag or with a setting. But then you can even change it on a test basis. You can put a marker on it on individual tests, which is very handy. But you can also just say, hey, for this... I usually use it to zoom in on one test that's flaky or a module that's of tests that are exhibiting the flaky behavior. And I just like run it for a long time, like maybe an hour, maybe a couple hours. I'm working with hardware systems, so I don't have sub-second test suites. Even overnight maybe to run it for a while. but I want to make sure that it doesn't run too long. Like I'm picking a number, like 1,000 test runs, but I don't know exactly how long that's going to take. And if I come back to look at it, I want it to stop. So the cool thing about Flake Finder is it has a timeout feature. You give it a maximum number of minutes, and the test automatically turns off. Even if it's not done with all the repetitions, it turns off after, say, like if you give it 10 minutes, it'll turn off after 10 minutes. Super handy to be able to really abuse something and see like how flaky it is. You'll be able to see, like if I have one test, I'll see that it ran like 30 times and like 10 of them are failures. So every third test is a failure approximately. It tells me kind of how flaky things are. And I don't know what to do with that metric other than hopefully, like if it's like say 1 out of 100, is that good? Is that bad? I don't want any failures, but we don't want flakiness, but Flake Finder is really cool to be able to work with this. Okay. Those are my three repeating plugins, but now I want to talk about InstaFail. So I've got these test runs that are going for a really long time. And if I'm watching it, I shouldn't be watching it, but maybe I have it on a window. I'm working on something else. I've got some tests running. I've got it on the separate screen or separate monitor, or even just in another window. And I want to like watch it, you know, kind of on the corner of my eye, check on it once in a while. If I'm doing that, InstaFail is really great because what InstaFail does is it lets us see the traceback output like as they happen. So normally PyTest will just run all your tests and collect all the output and the tracebacks and the failures and then print it at the end of the test suite after it's done with everything. And this just is especially for short suites, it's really kind of nice to have those all clumped at the bottom so you can see them. But if we're just running one test like a whole bunch of times, like for an hour, it's really helpful to be able to see the failures as they happen. So PyTest InstaFail lets you see the failures as they happen. Super cool. So, and now that I'm thinking about this, this timeout feature of Flake Finder, I was just looking at the implementation. It's not that terrible. And I think maybe it'd be cool to add that to PyTest Repeat. PyTest Repeat doesn't have a timeout, but that might be kind of nice to add to that. That'd be cool. So those are the plugins that I wanted to let you know about and make sure that you take a look at these if you're trying to repeat some test failure or some flakiness over a while or just want to run something for a really long time. So what are those again? There's PyTest Repeat, PyTest Rerun Failures, PyTest Flake Finder, and PyTest InstaFail. I'll have links in the show notes so you can just check those out at podcast.pythontest.com. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you for listening to Testing Code. Let's keep in touch. Head over to pythontest.com/contact to reach out to me or /newsletter so that I can reach you or /support if you'd like to, get a course or something. That's all for now. Now go out and test something.